Lesson 4, The New Boy. "Mother," Randy cried, running into the kitchen, "a new boy has moved into the house down the street. He is just my size. May we ask him to come and play?" "Yes," said Mother. "I'll write a note to his mother." Randy and Debbie took the note and raced down the street. The new boy was sitting on the steps. He looked sad. "Hi," said Randy. "What's your name? Will you come and play with us?" "My name is Peter," the boy said. "Sure, I'll go, if Mother will let me." Peter's mother came to the door. Randy gave her the note. "Yes, run and play with them, Peter," she said. The children played with their red ball. They played with Scrappy. At last they sat down in the shade of the trees for a rest. "Where did you live before, Peter?" Randy asked. "Is it very far from here?" "Miles and miles," Peter answered. At first Daddy looked at the map a lot. Then he thought he knew the way, so he didn't look anymore, and we got lost.
"Oh," said Debbie, "what did you do then?"
"Well, Daddy looked at the map again. Then we found the right road," Peter said. "Your map told you how to get here, just like the Bible tells us how to get to heaven," said Randy.
"The Bible?" Peter asked, looking puzzled. "What's that?"
Debbie ran into the house. She brought out her Bible and Randy's Bible storybook. "Look, Peter," she said, showing him her Bible. "This is God's book. Mother reads it to us. It tells us all about Jesus, God's Son, and how he died for us so we can go to heaven." Randy opened his storybook. "See, Peter, these are stories from the Bible. They are easy ones. I can read them myself."
"I know how to read," Peter told them eagerly. "Let me read one, Randy."
Randy let Peter read the story of Jesus loving the little children. When Peter had finished, he asked, "Does Jesus love me too?"
"Of course he does," said Debbie. "Jesus loves everybody in the whole world. It says so in the Bible."
Just then Mother came across the yard. She brought them some milk and cookies.
"Mom," Randy said as he drank his milk, "God wants everybody to read the Bible, doesn't he?"
"Yes," Mother answered. "There are three important things that God wants us to do with the Bible. The first one we do with our eyes. The next one we do with our heart. And the last one we do with our whole body, our heart, our hands, our feet."
"Oh, goody," said Debbie. "Tell us about them, Mum."
"I know the first one," Randy said. "We read the Bible with our eyes."
Mother nodded. "Yes, God wants us to read the Bible because in it he tells us how we can take the Lord Jesus as our Savior. He tells how we can please Jesus and grow more like him day by day. He tells us about our home in heaven."
"What's the next one, the one about the heart?" Peter asked.
Mother smiled at the children. "When I tell you something that is true, what do I want you to do?" she asked.
"Believe it!" Randy and Peter shouted together.
"That's right," Mother agreed. "And God wants us to believe the Bible, not just in our head, but in our heart."
"The third thing," Mother continued, "is very important. God wants us to obey his word. That means to do what the Bible says."
"But, Mom, how can we do that with our hands and feet?" Debbie asked.
"Well," Mother told her, "God tells us in the Bible to be kind to one another. You can obey that by doing something kind and helpful."
"Like helping with the dishes and picking up my toys?" asked Debbie.
"Yes," said Mother. "With my feet I can run errands for my mother," Peter said.
Randy was thinking hard.
"Mum," he said, "I know something else that God wants us to do with the Bible. He wants us to learn verses from it."
Mother was pleased.
"Yes, Randy," she said, "I'm glad you thought of that. The Lord Jesus knows that when we have his word in our heart, it will keep us from doing wrong. Here is a verse that tells us this. You can learn it right now. 'Your word I have hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against you.'"
When the children had learned the verse, Peter said, "I wish I had a Bible to read."
Randy whispered something to Mother. She nodded, and Randy said, "Here, Peter, you can have my Bible storybook. I have another one almost like it."
"Oh, thank you," Peter said. His face looked happy as he ran home.
Randy and Debbie were happy too. They knew that Peter would soon learn to love the Lord Jesus and his word.